It all started so innocently. We just had an incredible fuckfest. We were luxuriating in bed. It's almost the best bit sometimes. Post-sex. Totally relaxed and uninhibited. He was stroking me. He was laying next to me, on his side, propped up on his elbow, and with his other hand he was gently stroking his finger up and down my arm, and it was giving me these delicious tingles. We started talking dirty to each other. Because we'd both just come, it was quite a relaxed chat. It wasn't terribly sexually charged like it usually is. He mentioned how he is just drawn to me, like I'm in heat, like he's an animal. He can smell these pheromones on me. He told me that there's this male instinct that compels him to want to hunt me. Some inbuilt drive that calls him to want to claim me. Well, I'd never been spoken to like that. I sat up. I was really, really intrigued. Pressed him for more details. I think the phrase that really tickled me was when he said, "It was like I was in heat." That really chimed with me. Because that is how I feel sometimes. Like I just have this desperate, deep, biological, primitive urge for cock, to be penetrated. It's like it's what I was made for. Well, it is what I was made for. I was made to take cock and come, to get pregnant, to have progeny. I like talking like that. I don't actually want to be a mother, but God damn, do I like thinking about that stuff. So anyway, I pressed him for more details. He said what he feels when he hears me, especially my orgasms, is primal base breeding thoughts that only a genuine breedable woman could inspire. I loved it. And when he said it made him want to hunt me, it made him want to pounce on me, I mean, baby, that just drove me wild. And it gave me this idea. I went quiet for a while. He asked me what I was thinking. I needed some time to formulate my thoughts. And this is what I finally told him. Said, when you told me that you want to hunt me as if I'm an animal in heat and you just need to fuck me, that really did something to me. Let's do it. So that's how we found ourselves in a forest at 5 o'clock in the morning. I ran and ran and ran. And then I hid, because I knew I couldn't outrun him even with a 2-minute head start. When I heard him come closer, I jumped out and ran the opposite direction. And he chased me. When he caught up with me, and I didn't let him, I genuinely both sweaty and muddy, and I am such a clean bean. Normally I would never ever get intimate without being freshly bathed, but this is different. I wasn't myself. There was no niceties, no foreplay. He just tore off my shorts, my knickers, spread my legs, put them over his shoulders. Got his massive, hard dick out. Penetrated me. And thrust into me. We were rotting like animals. I've never even done it outside before. Oh my god. The way he fucked me. He's never, ever, ever fucked me so hard and so rough. He was a beast, a feral, mindless, unthinking beast who just needed to come. I lay there, being pounded. Oh god, I was in ecstasy. The way he thrust into me, so much passion and energy, but it still wasn't deep enough. I flipped him over, I mounted him, and I rode him like my life depended on it. The noises coming out of my mouth were unrecognizable. I'd never made those sounds before. Ah, as he came inside me, something took over. I could see myself observing. I dissociated. I've never done that before. The sight of us rotting in the forest, in the mud. Oh my god, it was a beautiful, beautiful sight. I took his cum well, like such a good girl. Oh god. When he gave it to me. Oh. The sounds that he made, the moaning, oh god, turned me on so much. Oh, that's what I wanted. I wanted him to give me his cum, to fill me up. It was all that mattered. Nothing else existed. It's just us two. Breeding, the most natural thing in the world. That's what we had to do. collapsed on top of him. We lay there for ages, getting our breath back, holding each other close. My head was on his chest. He was rubbing my hair. I joked, if it's a boy, we'll call him Hunter. And whenever someone asked where we got the name from, we would just make eye contact and share a naughty little smile.